Israel News for Wednesday, June 5, 2024. Fighting continues in Gaza, Hezbollah continues to fire at Israel, fires continue to rage in the north, Israel continues to strike Hezbollah targets in Lebanon, IDF to call up 50,000 more reservists, and it looks very much like there will be all-out war against Hezbollah in the very near future. Today is the 57th anniversary of the liberation and unification of Jerusalem and the return of Jewish sovereignty to the entire city, including our holiest place, the Temple Mount. It was also during these days that Hebron, the burial place of our patriarchs, and Bethlehem, the birthplace of King David, and many other biblical cities and towns that were part of our ancestral Jewish kingdom, were liberated from Jordanian occupation and returned to Jewish control. When Christianity ruled Jerusalem, it built a church on the Temple Mount, in the location where our holy temple stood for close to 1,000 years. When the Muslims conquered Jerusalem, they magically transformed our Temple Mount into Islam's third holiest site and replaced the church with a mosque and golden domed shrine. When the Jews took back the Temple Mount in 1967, we did not follow the precedent set by the world's great religions and remove the Islamic structure to prepare to construct the Jewish temple. Instead, we let Islam remain in our holiest place and gave it administrative control over it. That mosque, Al-Aqsa, is now the rallying cry for Muslims to liberate it, and the entire land of Israel, from infidel control and return it to Islamic control, exactly as commanded in the Quran and Islamic teachings. The reason Israel didn't, and has not, removed the Islamic presence from the Temple Mount is because doing so would cause worldwide condemnation and pariah status, Islamic outrage and all-out war. But isn't that happening already? The Arab nations and Iran would still destroy us if they had the power to do so, and they continue to try, via Hezbollah, Hamas and their obedient Palestinian proxies. Israel is already condemned and vilified in the international community. How much worse could it get? Of course, no one is advocating destroying the Muslim religious places on the Temple Mount, like what the Jordanians did when they blew up all of the synagogues in the ancient Jewish quarter of the Old City when they ruled Jerusalem from 1948 to 1967. In a grand gesture of peace, friendship and brotherhood, the leaders of Islam would voluntarily agree to relocate their holy places to a nearby location off of the Mount, at Jewish expense, and Muslims would be permitted to visit the Mount at specified times. Such a gesture would usher in a messianic-like era of peace and prosperity for the entire world. What an amazing opportunity for Islam to prove to the world that it is a truly a religion of peace, and not one of war, jihad, against Jews and Christians. On this Jerusalem Day, let us pray for the peace and security of Jerusalem and the entire land of Israel, and for the peaceful return of our holy temple to its place on the Temple Mount. Thanks for listening to the Israel AM News Summary. To receive the Israel AM News Summary directly in your inbox, subscribe at www.israelam.com.